Welcome to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt, as always. We are recording today, Tuesday, November 1st. First college football rankings came out, and it has been a long time. I think I was home for 3 days in October. We were in California, Santa Cruz, California. I was in St. George, Utah. It's been extremely busy, so apologies. But good news, the CFP rankings coming out, that is going to give us something consistent to talk about every week. So we're going to try to, I'm going to say do, but might miss 1 week, but try to do every Tuesday night, record, have it out Wednesday morning right after the rankings. And we'll talk about other stuff as well. NBA World Series are going on. Philly's beating the crap out of the Astros. This will give us something consistent to do. And then at least through football season, then we'll get a more consistent schedule going as well.
Yeah, should be a good time. This is, I think October, at least for American sports, is the best month of sports, because we've got MLS Cup, we have the NWSL Championship, which people care less about, World Series, college football ranks are just coming out, NBA is starting, and weirdly, the beginning of the NBA season is exciting, which I usually, you know, feel like you don't really need to start paying attention until December, but there's a lot of interesting stuff happening.
Well, the Jazz unfortunately keep winning. The Nets are their own. Like, I think Kyrie is his own thing, but Udoka getting hired by the Nets, to me, I never would have bet any money on that. Like, I never would have even thought of that as a possibility.
Yeah, that seems crazy. Like, and now we are recording this Tuesday night. I think there's about a 5% chance we wake up and Quinn Snyder has been hired, but I don't know. If I was Quinn, I wouldn't want that job.
No, I feel like you just wait for a real job.
Yeah, so, yeah, that is, yeah, no, I never would have guessed that they would have wanted Udoka in a million years. And Kevin, man, I know Kevin Durant said that he was going to see this thing through to the end, but I'm sure if they want to trade him, he would be happy to go pretty much anywhere.
I think he would. So, yeah, a lot going on. But yeah, so we're going to – rankings just came out. That's going to be your main thing. But also World Cup's coming up. Did you mention that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I did not mention – I mean, that's usually not an October thing. But this year, yeah, it kind of is, or at least in November, right?
November 20th, I believe. So we'll get to the World Cup before that comes out. We'll have a World Series postpartum probably as well. That might be over the next time we talk, if Philly can keep it up. But – let's talk some college football.
Let's talk.
That sounds good. Yeah. Okay, well, let's go through the playoff rankings and my rankings. There's five teams that they have ranked that I don't, and obviously vice versa. And just see what happens. Now, obviously the caveat, this doesn't mean a whole lot, but just gives us a set standard, set schedule to talk about. I actually don't even look at the AP poll or, like, when I do my rankings, it's just what I think. So a little more different than I thought, but – but let's talk about it. So let's go through the first six or seven here. So one, Tennessee, which I think was a surprise.
Yeah, I don't, because, you know, I know you're not looking at the AP poll. I don't know that they are in the top four in the AP or the coaches. Certainly not number one. So
yeah, so Georgia's been number one for a while, and Georgia's number three here. So Ohio State is two, Georgia's three, Clemson four, Michigan five, Alabama six, TCU seven. Yeah, I think that's the same top seven. I have a little bit different order. I have Georgia 1, Tennessee 2. I had Ohio State 1 basically the entire year, but after the Penn State game, there's just, you know, a couple little things that I noticed with C.J. Stroud and just kind of the whole team. So I dropped them a little bit, but still think they're national championship quality. I have Michigan ahead of Clemson. Haven't been impressed, but they just keep winning. I have TCU 6 and Bama 7. So same top 7, but a different order.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I was going to say, is Clemson, I just haven't heard about. I haven't seen them much, which, you know, I don't watch as much football as you, but also means they're not getting kind of the marquee channels, you know? So, like, I feel like there's a reason that they haven't, you know, had national eyes on them quite so much. So I was kind of surprised to see them ahead of Michigan, although I guess that Michigan-Ohio State game, when that happens, is going to be absolutely enormous, and I would think the winner of that goes to the playoff almost for sure, And Ohio State may be able to get in if they lose that, but it's still probably going to be – I bet it's difficult for them.
Yeah, I would think – well, realistically, there's a world where three SEC teams get in. Mm-hmm. So, because I was going to say the loser of that game could also get in, but there's a world where Alabama just wins the rest of the games, wins the SEC championship, they go. Let's whoever wins the Tennessee-Georgia game loses to Alabama in the SEC championship. Let's say Tennessee wins just for fun. So Tennessee loses in a rematch to Alabama. They've already beat them, the SEC champion. Georgia's only loss is to Tennessee. Let's say TCU loses a game. Let's say Ohio State wins the Michigan game. It realistically could be Tennessee, Georgia, Ohio State, and Alabama.
I think in the scenario you described, I think that happens almost for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think anybody else would be able to get out of that. In fact, the only way, assuming Alabama were to win the SEC championship, I think the only way it happens, I think if Tennessee loses to Georgia, you know, just because they haven't been around the college football playoff in so long, I could see them getting bumped. If, you know, TCU goes undefeated, either Michigan or Ohio State only has one loss, I could see one of those, both of those teams coming up and knocking Tennessee out should they lose to Georgia.
I think Alabama wants Tennessee to win and wants to play them in the SEC championship. So you have the quote, like, avenging your loss. I think that'd look better for Alabama. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what happens. Let's go through some more of these teams here. So this is, the CFP rankings. Let's go 8 through wherever I feel like. So 8, Oregon, 9, USC, 10, LSU, 11, Ole Miss, 12, UCLA, 13, Kansas State, 14, Utah, 15, Penn State. Let's talk there real quick. LSU, I do not think should be that high. I have them 23rd. They did beat Ole Miss, who I had as the number 3 team in the country until that LSU loss. I think out of the Pac-12 schools, Oregon, USC, UCLA, and Utah, I think USC should be the lowest ranked team because they lost to Utah, who lost to UCLA, who lost to Oregon. I think it should just be in that order. I think what's hurting Utah is obviously the Florida loss, but I think that's my opinion on the Pac-12 schools and how I have them. I have actually I think I have them like 8, 9, 10, 11 or like 9, 10, 11, 12, something like that, where it's Oregon. I have it Oregon, UCLA, Utah, then Southern California. And that's how I would rank them. I would actually almost maybe pick UCLA in a rematch against Oregon, but I think those are the best two teams. But Oregon still plays Utah and UCLA plays USC. So that would be the big Pac-12. I don't think it matters for the playoff, but it matters for the Rose Bowl in the conference still.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I love looking at this because this, rankings-wise at least, is the best that the Pac-12 has been maybe ever. I know USC is not that national championship caliber, but certainly since the playoff has happened. And you just know that they are going to screw this up. They're going to beat each other, and they're once again not going to send a team to the playoff.
Yeah, I don't think there's any world where a Pac-12 school gets in.
Yeah.
Like, I think, well, part of the problem is Georgia beat Oregon 49-3.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
That's not helping. So, like, all these schools I do think are really good, but you already have the data point of Georgia just manhandling Oregon, where I don't think, on a neutral field. It wasn't Atlanta, but technically a neutral field. So, I think that's because of Oregon's, let's say they win out, Oregon's whatever and won, and Georgia, let's say they lose to Tennessee, don't even go to the SEC championship. You have to put Georgia in ahead of them.
Right.
In my opinion.
I think for sure.
Yeah, like even if there's no world where Georgia would have 2 losses and win the SEC that I can think of. But like, yeah, there's no way Georgia would get in or Oregon would get in ahead of Georgia.
Yeah, I think that again requires Tennessee to lose to Georgia for maybe Oregon, but I still think, you know, I think they might rather, I think Ole Miss would somehow be more likely to get up there instead of Oregon.
I will say I do think Ole Miss is going to beat Alabama. Now, I would bet Alabama to be the favorite, but I do think Ole Miss is going to win. The reason why, Alabama receivers just have not shown an ability to separate. I think they might be in trouble this week at LSU. That is Alabama. They haven't played, never played, don't play well on the road the last two seasons, and their receivers can't create separation. So Bryce Young has to be a magician every single play. So I don't think the scenario we're talking about where Alabama wins the SEC championship happens. They very well could. But I have strong doubts about Alabama ever since that Texas game. And Texas is actually in the next group of teams, kind of, that we can run through. Also, shout out to Kansas State, who is doing very well.
Yeah, good for them being. I thought that regular Kansas was supposed to be the Kansas school that was good this year.
Well, their quarterback got hurt. I think they had an easy schedule, but then their quarterback got hurt and then fell apart. So Kansas State, they have Adrian Martinez, Nebraska transfer, who I really like as a quarterback. And he was hurt in the Oklahoma State game. They still killed him. Okay. So 16, again, these are CFP rankings. 16, Illinois. 17 are North Carolina Tar Heels. 18, Oklahoma State, who I thought was fantastic. Then lose to TCU in overtime. They should have won that game. And then they lost to Kansas State. I think it was 48-0. So who knows on Oklahoma State. Tulane, I think this is the first group of five school in here. Yeah. Tulane, number 19, 7-1, beat Kansas State. And so that's by far the best group of five win, because Kansas State is 13 and no team above them has a group of five loss. They barely have any losses. 20, Syracuse was 6-0, then lost to Clemson and Notre Dame back-to-back weeks. Wake Forest is 21. NC State's 22, who's not in my rankings. Oregon State's 23, also not in my rankings. Texas is 24, also not in my rankings. And then UCF is 25, who I do have in there. This is where most of the discrepancy comes here. I think like analytically, there's like a 90% chance that North Carolina plays Clemson in the ACC championship, because North Carolina has already beaten Duke and Miami and Pitt. I'm trying to think if there's another school, but I think it was two game lead and the tiebreaker on the school. So North Carolina is basically going to the ACC championship. Clemson, I think, is just going to win the rest of the game, so they're going to go. And then, if enough stuff happens, the winner that there's possible North Carolina could get in. Their only loss is to Notre Dame, who I have no idea how that happened. I thought I had Notre Dame number three team in the country when the season started, and then they lost to Marshall. Yeah, so I have a lot of thoughts, but do you have any thoughts on what on those that last grouping here?
Well, I think the thing that's most interesting is these ACC schools, because I was going to ask if there's any way that if you remember the first year of the college football playoff, TCU was ranked 4 the whole time, and then the last week they fell all the way to 6 because of conference championships, and they wanted to move Baylor up and all sorts of things. So I was almost wondering, what are the odds that Clemson drops out? Because if they've got North Carolina 17, I mean, if they were to go undefeated, they're going to move up some, but I feel like they're not going to move up a ton. And I just wonder if, you know, Michigan ends up winning the Big 12 or the Big 10, excuse me. I just feel like there's a non-zero chance that Clemson goes undefeated and drops out of that top four.
Well, it's definitely possible. Like, I think Clemson's better. And if that happens, so Clemson would play North Carolina, Michigan would likely play Illinois in their respective conference championships, who is one ranking ahead of North Carolina. So they're kind of viewed similarly. Obviously, a lot can happen realistically. Both Illinois and North Carolina are not going to win out. But if Michigan, let's say Michigan drops a game but beats Ohio State, goes to the Big Ten championship game, Clemson goes undefeated, I wouldn't be shocked if they had Michigan in over Clemson. Is that kind of what you were?
Yeah, that's just kind of what that was a scenario that I'm looking for. Because, I mean, really, with this, it's just looking for ways for teams to jump in. And that seemed the most obvious one to me.
I honestly think, so I don't think, I love TCU, but I don't think they're going to go undefeated. I the most likely scenario is two SEC teams out of Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama, one Big Ten team, either Ohio State or Michigan, and probably Clemson. I think if I had to bet on, like, the grouping, that's what I would bet. but it's definitely possible Clemson gets bumped. I think the worst case scenario for the Clemson would be North Carolina struggling, and also the SEC scenario we talked about at the beginning.
Yeah, that is. I don't know. I would like to see TCU get in one of these years.
You know? They got robbed. They that week you were talking about where it dropped from like either 3 or 4 to 6. They beat Iowa State 52-3, and they dropped three spots, which is so absurd. And Ohio State won the national championship, so everyone's like, "Oh, Ohio State obviously should have gotten in." TCU was the best team in the country that year. Ohio State should not have gotten in. Just because they won doesn't mean the process was correct in putting them in there.
Sure. Well, I mean, to me, that goes, and we don't have to talk about this now, but why I've always said 4 is just not enough spots. Now they're going to 12, which I think, I don't know if either of us are totally happy with that. I would like more teams, but it's certainly going to be better than 4, and I'm never going to feel like, oh, the number 13 team in the country should have had a shot at the national championship, you know?
Yeah, I think we agree on the basis, but disagree on a lot of, because I think it should just be 2, but the problem is I should get to pick the 2. They screw up who the 2 are.
Right.
That's the problem for me. Like, I think if you go a whole season, like, because let's look at 12 through right now. So UCLA, 7-1. Ole Miss is 11-8-1. LSU, 6-2. USC, 7-1. Like, one of those teams is going to be, or let's say even like Utah, Penn State, Illinois get in at like 9-3. Like, I think like they should just go to the all Alamo Bowl and be happy. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get your point for sure. I think football is a different sport and it should just be the top 2, but I should get to pick the top 2.
Yeah. Well, I bet if you call the committee and explain, I think there's a good chance we can set that up.
You know, I actually do have someone's number on the committee, because when I got into Arizona State and went on my visit there, one of the professors there is on the committee.
Oh.
So
you could give him a ring.
I would, because I talked to her like that was 20, I guess it was 2020, right? Or maybe like late 2019, early 2020.
Yeah, something like that.
If I had her email, I definitely would reach out. I don't know if I can call her like 3 years later.
Sure.
But
that's fair.
I should have called her. I just didn't want to bother her, because then like football season happened in the pandemic. Anyway, let me go through my teams that I have ranked that they don't. And you tell me if you agree with the committee or me. So they have that I don't: Tulane, Syracuse, North Carolina State, Texas, and Oregon State.
Mm-hmm.
I have that they don't: Arkansas, Louisville, Maryland, Baylor, and Liberty. I can go into more detail on any of those teams, but just off the bat, are there any teams that I have ranked and they don't that you would flip?
No, I think a lot of those I'm fine with. I mean, you get to this 20 to 25 range, it's so hard to pick those last 5 things, so I'm fine. The one that doesn't really make sense to me is you wanting to kick Tulane out and then put Liberty in, because as you mentioned, they have by far the best win of any Group of 5 team. Certainly better win than anybody that Liberty has. So explain yourself.
Well, I just think Liberty's better. Like, I literally do mine on who I think would win that week. I don't look at like resume. I literally think if they played, who I think would win. Liberty's only loss is a 1-point loss to Wake Forest, who I have ranked way higher. Liberty smashed BYU.
They did
smash our BYU Cougars.
Yeah, well, it's not the same BYU as they were at the beginning of the season.
No. Liberty has a better head coach. This isn't a huge part of it, but I think Hugh Freeze is a better head coach, and he should be an SEC coach if he could behave himself. You know, we don't have to get into that. And I just haven't been that impressed with Tulane, is all it is. Like, I think they're good. I think they're on the cusp there. I obviously, Kansas State was their best win. I thought they played well in the Houston game in particular. But I think Liberty would beat them, and I think all those teams I mentioned would also beat Tulane.
That's fair. Well, yeah, but I mean, most of these, like Texas, I certainly don't think needs to be in there. I think they're in there because they beat Alabama, who, like you said, if your receivers can't get separation, you're still going to be Alabama, and you're going to be good. I don't know if you're going to be top 4 good with a national championship.
I think, yeah, like their Texas's best win is a loss, that Alabama game.
Yeah.
Like, that's why they're even ranked, is because they almost beat Alabama.
Right.
which I think is stupid. I don't think they're a good team. I think they're fine. And here's the thing. Like, I have a Texas football poster in my room. Like, I have a Texas flag in my room from the Alamo. I am all about Texas being great, but I'm just not going to make it up. Like, they're just not good this year, you know?
Yeah.
Beating a bad Oklahoma team, 49-0, that's the second biggest thing. Oklahoma's not good either.
Yeah, well, they lost a lot of people after Lincoln Riley went over to USC, so.
Yeah. Now, I do think they will be good. I like Sark. I think I've mentioned before, I met Sark when he was recruiting, not me, but someone else when he was the USC offensive coordinator. Obviously, they're getting Arch Manning. I combined Peyton and Manning. They're getting Arch. The offensive line at Texas is really young. They got a good tight end commit as well coming in. So like, I think they're going to be fine, but it's just not this year. Probably next year, maybe 2024. So I wouldn't have Texas ranked. The one I wanted to rank but didn't was Cincinnati, who just lost to UCF. But I wanted to put Cincinnati in there, but I was like, I can't put them in ahead of UCF because they just played, you know?
Right.
Now, I will say Tulane beat Kansas State, and I'm like, I don't think they'd beat anybody. They showed that they can. I think if Kansas State and Tulane played 10 times, Kansas State would win 8 of them, mm-hmm. you know? But that's my Tulane Liberty thoughts.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. I think Liberty's pretty good. Part of it is they just have like way more money than everyone else in their like tier that they're competing with. So that certainly helps.
Yep.
I do think Arkansas like should be very, I think I'm 13. I think they should be much higher than they are. They do have 3 losses, but I think the Texas A&M game was a bit fluky. KJ Jefferson's a really good quarterback. I think they've showed they can be dominant and Pittman's done a good job there. Louisville's really athletic. Maryland would be my one team that I have ranked that I'm not like, I'm going to die on a hill for Maryland, but do you think they're a good program, yeah. Good team. So yeah.
That's big of you to say, cause you do not like Maryland.
I really don't. I just hate the obsession with the flag is all, you know, I met 2 people from Maryland. I think like a few weeks ago and I asked them like, why do you guys like your flag so much? And they're like, well, have you seen it? Like, I see it all the time. That's the problem. I can't stop seeing it. Cause you put it on everything.
Yeah. I will say, you know, out of the state flags, I'd probably put Maryland in the top 5. But that's because just sometime go Google all of the state flags. Almost every state flag is garbage.
I would put California 1. What would you? I think the Bears pretty cool.
Yeah, California would probably be 1. Texas is in the top 5 for sure.
So would North Carolina then be in the top 5? Because it's basically the same thing.
Yeah, but it's simpler. It's that kind of that Alabama, Florida one. I would put, what is the one that has the cross but not the seal in it? Because one of them just took the other one's flag and just put their seal straight in the middle.
That would be Alabama. Yeah. Alabama has just a cross and Florida has a seal.
Yeah, see, Alabama, I like the simplicity of it. It's a little bit too close to the Confederate flag for my taste, so I'm probably not going to put it in my top 5.
Well, speaking of that, Mississippi had to change their state flag. Let's see what their new one is.
Yeah.
Again, great podcast content.
Right. Now, I will say about Utah state flag, I love the idea of the Utah state flag because you got the honeybees, which are the workers, which was a thing, obviously, for the Mormon pioneers that came over. It's also a symbol in Manchester, England, which is where I think a lot of those settlers were originally from. So I like the beehive, and I like that symbol. It's just the execution is extremely poor with the Utah State flag.
Yeah, you can't see anything.
Yeah.
Because all Navy Blue. I like I don't like this. I was going to say Ohio's – that's the one that's, like, not a square, right?
Oh yes,
I think that's pretentious.
Yeah, I mean, good for them for trying, but it just they didn't pull it off.
Just do what everyone else is doing.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna put them in the top half because, like I said, so many state flags are just really bad.
Yeah. Arizona's is good.
Yeah, Arizona's got a solid one. Arizona is in that top 10 range.
I can only think of like 8 off the top of my head. Maybe that'll be oh. Top 5 segment. We have to do that at the end. But yeah, so we'll do this every week. Highlights of the conversation are the SEC is in a great position. Pac-12 doesn't have a prayer. LSU, in my opinion, is ranked too high. Oklahoma State, I want to say is ranked too low, but realistically, they're probably right. Wake Forest is ranked too low. Texas should not be ranked at all.
Good summary.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
No, just it'll be interesting to see, you know, because right now we're at the stage where so many teams have just one or two losses in that top 15, even in the top 25, honestly, a lot of teams only have two losses. So it's, I think this is definitely going to straighten out, and I would imagine that your rankings are going to align more closely with the college football, with these official rankings, once we get into 10, 11 games. Whereas right now we're at about 8 or so. So I think these next 2 weeks are going to, you know, really, we're going to learn a lot more.
I agree. Okay, so we have two segments we're going to hit. And again, we're going to do one segment we've already implemented, Keeping Up with the Wilsons. And then another segment at the end of every show we'll do a top five. When I worked for Vanguard in Arizona, I had a whiteboard where I'd put my top five random stuff weekly, you know. Mm-hmm. But work from home now, so can't do that. So I'm doing it with you guys. Just start with some Zach Wilson. Really quick, he's just not playing good, is all it is.
Yeah, which is a bummer because I feel like he started the season quite well.
He's really talented, but I just feel like he tries too hard. I feel like he should watch some Kirk Cousins tape, you know, and not go full Kirk Cousins, but just get some ideas.
Yeah, he's not going to watch any Kirk Cousins tape.
I just think he tries to, like, the one interception against the Patriots where he, like, threw it right to the defender, like, not within 10 feet. I'd say within 8 feet of the Jets receiver. He's just trying to create some. Just throw it away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Take the check down. Because he's all the talent's there. I think we both agree. I think most people say he's talented, but I think he's just trying to force stuff.
Yeah.
And he's got a really good receiving, even with Breece Hall being hurt, he has really good weapons, decent offensive line. So the Jets can be a really good team, but want him to play a little better. Ready for the top five?
I'm ready.
Okay, here's what we're going to do this week. These are the best food states.
Oh, okay.
This is also off the top of my head. Deal. So if I'm missing something, let me know.
Okay.
Now, I've only been to 41, so don't have every state in there. So If you're from North Dakota and you have really good food, I apologize. Haven't been there. Here's my top five. Ready? One, North Carolina.
That's bold.
I just really like that
I
place.
I like North Carolina.
North Carolina barbecue is like 10 out of 10 to me. I love the vinegar. I love the mustard sauce. I'm all in. Mm-hmm. Number two, Mississippi.
Interesting.
That place you were not at, but me and my little brother in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, there's a place across the street from campus. It's like a little biscuit place, very similar to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. But they had like these honey butter chicken biscuits, and it was one of the best things I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Number three is California.
Yeah. There's
a lot of taco options.
Yeah.
A lot of taco options. Now in Santa Cruz, the town we go to a lot of really good food there, but like San Diego, Los Angeles, just lots of good tacos. I feel like it's so competitive there that brings out the food.
Yes. Yeah.
Number four, I'm going to say Virginia.
Okay.
Now a lot of that's Washington, D.C., But I'm saying Virginia. I thought it was like really high quality. Every restaurant I went to, really enjoyed. Thought it was good. Mm-hmm. Now number five's tough. I don't want to say New York, but I can't. Just same thing with L.A. Like, New York's so competitive. Like, every food place, I feel like, is fantastic.
Yeah.
Not everyone, but there's a lot of really good ones just because it's so competitive. So I don't know what I'd put ahead of New York.
Yeah. Well, the thing with New York is what we have to decide is, like, are we okay labeling it a great food state when really it's a great food city? And
part of the state.
It's part of the state for sure, and you got Buffalo, New York with the wings, and I'm sure they've got good pizza in upstate New York and some other places. I don't know, and the other thing is, like, well, with North Carolina, with Mississippi, these were all, like, American food, right? I feel like that counts for something in the sense that, like, I don't know, it's good to eat food from the place that you are. Whereas, like, for example, you wouldn't say that England has good English food. They have good Indian food, but I don't know if we're going to give England credit for that. So are we going to give New York credit for having really good Thai food?
Well, what would you put at number five? I get what you're saying, for sure. Yeah. What would you put at number five?
You're not said Texas.
I just say, here's the thing. I've only been to San Antonio. I really liked it. If we're counting Torchy's Tacos as Texas and not, because I've only had that in Colorado.
Right.
Like, Texas was the one of the states I was considering. Washington was another one.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked everything I ate in Washington. Florida's not, I was not considering Florida. I will say that. Georgia, I was considering Georgia. I just didn't want to do like literally all barbecue.
Sure. Now, what I will say about Florida, and I know this is going to go counter to what I just said about New York, so forgive me, but you got Miami and you got the Cuban food and all that Latin stuff, which I realize is different, but I feel like there's a, I don't know, Cuban food seems to belong more in Florida than a lot of the food that you might get in New York. Like, are we giving New York credit for if they have somebody, you know, move from Texas and bring their barbecue like that? I feel like
we did have really good barbecue in New York.
Sure.
And I will say a lot of it, New York pizza is New York.
Mm-hmm.
Those deli sandwiches are New York.
I just, it's so hard for me just because I know it's just one city and I don't want this one city just dragging everything else.
Here's the thing. I haven't been to the rest of New York. I haven't been to Miami, so I can't even include that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to guess. I'm sure the Latin food is great. I'm sure the wings in Buffalo are great.
Okay, so I think we've misunderstood the question. Are these just, these are the best five states for you personally that you have experienced?
Yeah, because I can't. I feel like I can't judge somewhere I haven't experienced.
Well, then go ahead and say New York. I don't know if that holds up, you know, on a wider culinary tour, but I think for the purpose of this list.
I think New York would be pretty high.
Yeah.
Now, again, Georgia's fantastic, but didn't want to just include barbecue stuff, and that's really all I had in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Washington, I would include that. Utah, I like maybe out of the 41 states I've been to, I think they're in the top half, but like I've talked about, like, taco places are better in California, you know what I mean? Barbecue places are better in barbecue. I don't feel like we have anything that stands out in Utah.
Style of food, no. I will say, I mean, and this is probably true anywhere, but if you know where you're going, like Red Iguana consistently gets ranked in the top, you know, 50, 25 restaurants in the country, right? So Red Iguana is fantastic. Sette Bello is a pizzeria in Salt Lake, and they are, I don't know if license is the right word, but they have a seal saying, like, this is real, authentic Neapolitan pizza. And there are, like, 300 restaurants in the world that have that, right? And so a lot of those are going to be in Italy. A lot of them are going to be in England. Most of them are going to be in Europe. That is not something you're going to find in most states, right? So if you know where you're looking, and I think that Utah can hang with basically anybody.
You know, Mike Renner, PFF, friend of the pod, he loved Red Iguana when he was here.
It's so good. It's crazy how good it is.
Yeah. Maybe, well, I haven't been there, so maybe that's why. I'll go there and see if Utah bumps up on the list.
Yeah.
But that's the top five. Recap, North Carolina, Mississippi, California, Virginia, New York was my top five best states for food. Going through the playoff rankings. We'll be back. This will drop Wednesday morning. I guess I'm just going to drop tonight, probably the first, but you'll probably listen to it Wednesday or Thursday. And we'll be back more consistent every Tuesday night. So dropping Tuesday night or Wednesday morning. This week, following the rankings and talking about NBA, the World Series, everything that's going on. Matt just got a text, so we're going to drop off and let him respond to that. And we'll talk to you guys next week.